style, you know?
So, you know, really it doesn't make sense that a double chocolate Nesquik has a purple cap.
Right?
And purple things. I mean, it does match with yellow and brown. We'll give them that. And also, the rabbit's little end necklace is purple, too. But other than that...
No, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't at all.
All I know is I can't believe I was about to finish a sandwich.
I can't believe it either.
How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel extremely disappointed in myself.
Well, see, you can do what kangaroos do and just throw it up and then eat it later.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And that might help.
And then I have, like sandwich stew.
Yeah.
I can boil it.
Hey. I mean, leftovers are still good, too.
Hey, look. What? Nesquik banana.
Nesquik banana?
It's funny because it's funny, yellow. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because it's yellow and it looks like a dick.
Ah!
It's probably inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. This podcast is for all of our young viewers, Garrett. Our children. Think of the children. Don't look at me like that.
I will rape those children.
Don't you spread those little eyebrows across your face.
What? 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 How dare you criticize my habits?
I'm tired of your sissy llama talk, Garrett.
I'm tired. I'm tired of your incessant, mildly angered bird.
Mildly frustrated.
Is there a difference between frustrated and mildly angered?
Yes. Frustrated rhymes with flustered.
Not at all.
Not even close.
Shares the same roots.
No, maybe.
No. You're missing it. This is now a non-brand bottle with some very dark chocolate milk in it.
So therefore, it's like $2 cheaper.
I can put this on the rack at Walmart and tag it and collect the money from it.
Surprisingly, I bet no one would probably buy. Actually, we can market as Undertone milk, and we can make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah. I mean, we probably have to change the caps because, you know, they got this trademark Nesquik bunny on there.
I mean, we're practically famous.
Yeah.
We basically made, like, 10 movies, all of them starring Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter.
That's true.
And they all look gothic, and they have slammed windows.
True. All Victorian architecture.
Mm-hmm.
A staple.
Now, all we have to do to catch up to what we just said is make 10 movies like that.
Yeah. But, I mean...
We've basically done that.
Yeah. Right. We're all thought out. Basically
all right, look. Here's the first one. Sweeney Todd. That's the name of it. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Yeah, but it's going to be a musical, so... K-Juan, you write music, right? He's in the shower. He'll come back to us. But... There you go. It's a musical about a barber who kills people. With the knife.
So I was thinking, when we're creating our characters for our newest project, I was thinking about modeling mine after this kid whose grandpa was an explorer, and his grandpa, his glasses were left to his grandson, and for some reason he was trying to sell his grandfather's glasses on eBay. Which I think is kind of morbid. I mean, I wouldn't sell my grandfather's glasses.
No, no. Because basically, you know, his spirit is still in those glasses.
Exactly. I mean, that's how he saw the world.
Yeah. How often do you part from your glasses, Taylor?
Huh?
How often do you part from your glasses?
Like never. Not even in the shower, because quite honestly, I can't see 2 millimeters in front of my face. After that...
I know, I've worn your glasses.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Like, when a person with 20/20 vision puts on my glasses, they can see through walls.
Yeah.
Because it just penetrates everything.
So what happened?
It's like a telescope lens.
Well, the kid, he posted it on eBay. Right. And these robots from outer space
come
and try to steal the glasses. Because apparently, while the grandfather was on a mission exploring stuff, he touched another robot and was buried in the ground.
This sounds a lot like that movie. I've seen this before. It's what is it? Don't give it to me.
Let me finish.
Don't give it to me.
Let me finish and see if you remember.
Okay.
But then, the bad robots are trying to take this kid. His name is Bam. And he's trying to take this kid Bam's glasses. There's grandfather's glasses. And then good robots come and save him. And one is a yellow car with black stripe down the middle. And they call
I see some like serious cross marketing here. I think if we can make a car line that looks exactly like you just described, it would sell like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But keep going. I almost got it. I think I got
But the robots go by strange names, like the one that I was just talking about goes by the name Butterfly. So, I mean, I think that it's a pretty solid story. We can make something out of that.
Yeah. Now, robots like what? What?
Baby Geniuses too.
Oh, yeah.
They beat us in the punch.
Well, there's always spinoffs, you know.
Yeah. We're calling this, let's call this Look Who's Talking Now, and we'll put John Travolta as the main lead role.
Okay.
All right. And Amy Winehouse, we'll get her in there.
All right.
Sorry. All right. And then we can have Whitney Houston get started then.
Yeah, we'll just call them up, and,
No. The girl from the movie that I saw, that I don't know her name, she was in the... Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn.
No.
Meryl Streep. No.
Hold on.
Lindsay Lohan. Paris Hilton.
Close.
Natalie Portman.
No.
Oh, Emily Blunt.
She's almost there.
What does she look like? She hot? Emma Watson.
No. She's got blonde hair. Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning, do it.
Dakota Fanning, now.
I want her.
I do too.
I want her all over me. I want to put my mouth on her.
He wants to be smothered.
It's not inappropriate.
We have to appease.
I want her inside. I want to be inside. I want to be inside her fame. I want to be inside her inner circle.
Like, her like inner circle or her, like, not so inner circle?
Her inner circle.
Oh, okay. See, all the inspiration for my characters, I thought of, I was sleeping one night and it kind of came to me when I was almost in bed, but I thought of this character, right? He starts out in a jail, and he's, like, the only person there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been there for, like, years. But then his best friend comes and, like, busts him out. He's like, hey, you know, one of these government officials just pardoned everybody. So, you know, you're going back to the front lines. So what he does... is he gets out of the jail and then they fly away.
What are they flying?
See, they take a jet. Alright. And
is it easy to get to this jet?
Actually, no, because the sky opens up and almost swallows them. Alright. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now go with this now. So basically this whole character is always at odds with the person who put him in jail. But at the same time, he's got to kill the things coming out of the sky holes.
Right.
All
right?
They're called S-holes.
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 Yeah. Now, this sounds a lot like a movie I've already seen, quite honestly. And
really?
I think Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, I saw that right before I went to bed.
Yes.
Damn it, I knew that freaking...
It slipped into your mind. It's alright. I know. Because the penguins slipped through the S-hole.
Yeah.
It was the penguins you were thinking of. That's what slipped
And there
through the
was
S-hole.
A gun with a sledgehammer, like, attachment on it.
Sledgehammer attachment.
Yeah, remember? The third penguin had it.
I mean,
God.
We can always just create... We can come up with, like, another title, like... Cogs of Peace.
Yeah, we could.
No, wait, I think that weapon you're thinking of was from Chronicles of Narnia. Mr. Thomas had it. It was called
really?
The Hammer of Fawn.
Oh!
Well, that's Taylor's character.
Yeah.
What's yours, Garrett?
Alright, basically, I had this really good idea. It was gonna be set in, Nazi Germany.
Alright.
And, it was like, it was based off, like, these people of Jewish descent who are not in concentration camps. They're in the American army. They're going into France to kill, Germans, to kill Nazis. That's sort of like a revenge thing. And they are led by one guy. His name was, George Washington. I don't know. George Washington Carver or something like that.
He was somewhere around
that time. It was somewhere like that. He had a really country accent. And there was this German officer. His name is what's his name?
Hitler.
Hitler. Well, no. One of his other officers, Colonel
Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. That's who it was.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah. And
he was like one of the worst. He'd always take his French resistance prisoners and just like. Literally fry them alive.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with that, though.
I've heard that, like, you know, French flesh kind of melts off a bone. And it goes great with, like, a secret recipe.
But there's this one character, and he's really terrifying. He's a Jewish character. His name's the Fish Jew.
Really?
Basically, what he does is he has this pole.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a pole. It's just a random pole. And he shoves his German Nazis down into water and drowns them, and they call him the Fish Jew. And he carries around a fish bowl with a goldfish in it, and
like a fish made out of gold or a goldfish
with a goldfish.
An actual fish,
and he wears it on his head. He wears it on his head. He's actually a squirrel, and his best friend's a sponge.
I can really see this coming together,
right?
I feel like I've seen it before, though.
Where?
Oh. What was with that movie? Oh, gosh.
Wait. Pushing I know it? Now. It's Lion King.
No, well.
I mean, it's just like the three hyenas who went into Holland to stop the Dutch resistance from taking over Simba.
What? No. That wasn't Holland, dude.
Well, what the hell was it?
Mordor, man.
The shore. Lord, they wear wooden clogs in Mordor.
Crap. Yeah, it is strikingly.
Look, all right, I got this other idea. All right, it's this guy. He's kind of like a lord of sorts. And he loses his contact lenses. I get really irritated. It becomes like flaming red.
Really?
And so he projects his eye onto this tower, and he's always watching for things, and he's always on search for this lost contact, the one to rule the. It's really powerful. It's one to rule them all. It's made by Clear Eyes. It's perfect vision.
Oasis. Awesome. 20/20 vision.
Yeah.
From a single contact.
And this short kid. Comes in contact with it, and he puts it in his eye.
He comes in contact with the contact.
Okay. He comes in
through another contact?
Yes, and then Magneto shows up.
Okay.
And, he uses his magnetic powers to pull it out because the contact's made out of metal. It's a very thin metal. It's an alloy. Then he sends him on this journey, with, Sean Bean and, Aragorn.
Hey,
and a dwarf, played by the famous Oompa Loompa. I don't remember his name. He was famous at one point, though. I think he was a midget in, dwarf in, Wizard of Oz.
Did he die, though?
Don't worry about that. That's the detail. But yeah, and he's, there, and, this guy, this lord of sorts, I think, Lord, Darth Sidious, we'll call him.
Okay.
Is searching for this contact lens. It's the one to rule them all.
And we asked you this earlier, but you weren't here. You do musicals, right? I mean,
because we're thinking of one called Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street,
and
it's really
we're good. Looking for something, a mixture of gothic revival with little sprinklings of Italian futurist movement.
And it's got Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter attached to do it. And the guy that was Snape in Harry Potter, and Alan Rickman, he's in it.
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning's in it, too.
She's in it, too.
And I gotta be honest with you, you're the only person I trust. Also, you're the only person I can pay.
Nothing.
Oh, and also, like, Disney's Robin Hood, like, the fox, he's in there, too.
Yeah.
Just... throwing him in there. He's actually the constable who finds out that they are chopping up people and feeding them to horses so the horses grow stronger.
Oh, that's awful.
Because in this world that we've made, horses are carnivorous and they eat people.
Cagoin never answered us. Oh, well, he doesn't have a choice anyways, does he?
No.
He's blind. No. Tyler Perry's producing it.
Tyler Perry is.
Spike Lee's directing it.
It actually is titled Tyler Perry's.
Tyler Perry Presents.
Tyler Perry Presents Tyler Perry's Movie by Tyler Perry.
It's actually called Tyler Perry's. Tyler Perry's.
Big Mama gets a haircut.
Medea Todd, demon barber, the demon black lady of Medea.
No, you didn't, Street.
No, you didn't, Street. she kills Popo as a barber.
Huh. Yes, this
and along the way, she helps her family out with some marriage issues and
something like that.
It's about
and
struggle.
She's only in like about three scenes, and the rest of it is just absolute drama. Through the whole thing.
It qualifies it to be a comedy, right?
Like, I'm talking high school drama. Like, oh my gosh, Becky, look at her butt. Drama.
Sounds like something I could do to work with.
Johnny Depp, as you've never seen him before, as Tyler Perry, as George Washington. It wasn't Johnny Depp, but it was another actor that I thought was funny that they mentioned. I forgot
who it was. Robin Williams.
No. Uh-huh.
I saw a poster of him dressed as George Washington.
I think I'm about to go to bed.
That's kind of bullcrap. It's only 12.
Oh, yeah. I still got to type up that stuff.
Shit, we got to type that stuff up.
Yeah. I mean, I can do that, but I might need help getting the information because we got...
And we've got an 8 o'clock class. We got to be printmaking.
Dude. Oh, I'm so sorry. You gotta carve into linoleum blocks with an
exacto. It's not linoleum, it's pink foam.
Well, gee, you're just getting all sorts of crap out of that class. You're using exacto knives.
Yeah.
You're not even using linoleum.
Nope.
I mean, I used that in high school. In the 10th grade. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know what this pink foam stuff is you're using.
It's pink foam.
Is it easier?
Well.
Is it better?
It's pretty terrible.
It's pretty terrible. Look at that. Look, you don't even...
I find myself to be indifferent.
That class doesn't deserve you, Taylor.
It's kind of like eating a sandwich made of solid metal.
You guys' talents are above that. You're above metal sandwich eating.
I put on a metallic cap.
Taylor, you don't understand. Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
That mildly frustrated bird on your shirt is telling me something. It's telling me one thing. Right there. And you know what I get out of that?
What?
It tells me, that right there tells me three things. Give me a worm, but that one's irrelevant to you. I need a fly, that one's closer to home. And I'm above eating a metal sandwich.
Yeah.
A what?
A metal sandwich.
Your words have really inspired me. I think I'm gonna work twice as hard on my printmaking Uzi.
You know what? Why are you doing that?
Before.
Why are you doing that? I want you to have one thing in mind.
What?
Hit it.
Ah!
Right there. That's all you got to think
Bird.
About.
I've worn you on my chest for all these months.
It's got a flat
sound. I thought you were loyal to me.
It's got a flat sound.
I thought we had something special. I could have picked the yellow bird or the blue. Or the black bird. No. Red. I chose you. There's no reason. Why you should fly away?
It's got... You understand now?
I think this is a good time to end our first episode of Undertalk.
This has been Undertalk with Undertone Pictures.
Pictures.
This has been Undertalk Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our podcast.
Wait, hold on. What day is it? We didn't tell the day. It's the 5th of March.
Well, it's between the 5th and the 6th. Yeah, now it's the 6th. So this took place between the 5th and the 6th.
But we need to do our crazy radio outro.
In 10 or 9 days, it will be the Ides of March. And at that point, you should read Shakespeare.
Julius Caesar will die.
He will die. And
hands of his friends.
Who was it? Mark Anthony. Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Lend me your ears.
I had a dream.
One day tacos would be 99 cents. Thank you.
My speech will always be free. Like Martin Luther King, you had meaning to me. Single-handedly saving music-starving industry.
Running on cold feet. Running on hot coal. Your feet are getting old with arthritis.
Or was that something already made?
It was already made.
Damn it. I thought you were clever for a second.
Copyright infringement. For the win.
I was with feet like an African waiter, though I'm not afraid to shed my leprosy.
For my leprechaun. Where's my four-leaf clover? I'll be getting down, whacking life with my shillelagh.
This has been Mark Anthony.
Anthony.
It's more.
Antoine.
All right, you ready for our crazy outro?
Yeah.
Outro. You sound like a German old lady.
Wind.